I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. For years, many have been trying to estimate the number of Christians living in China. Now there's research to help determine that number. China Partner recruited a select group of people to go to every province. Founder Werner Berkland says their final count was 39 million. Berkland says many of these believers are sharing their faith through personal evangelism. He says the church is growing because of it.
There are now thousands of churches that have reopened in China. There are now close to around 50,000 that we know of, actually, that have been opened in China.
Next, the heat wave baking southern and eastern Europe continues. Drought, fire, electricity outages, and water shortages are among its effects. World Vision teams working in Romania are responding. They're helping over 250 families with clean water and fodder for their animals over the next month. At a national level, experts project that up to 90% of the crop will eventually be destroyed. Pray for the World Vision teams as they meet the desperate physical and spiritual needs in the region. And Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says their latest Great Crate shipment is on its way to believers in Africa.
The shipment is in excess of 51,000 pounds. It's a 40-foot container. It's going to go to two destinations. One is undisclosed for security reasons into West Africa, and then the remainder of that will be going into South Africa and then distributed cross-continent.
Palmerton says there are seminaries standing in line for resources. If you can help with Operation Barrier Bookshelf, go to our website to donate Bibles and Christian books. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.